It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covering every angle of Sunday's slate of football, this is the Pro Football Blitz on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome into the Pro Football Blitz, hour number two of the program. I'm Brady Cannon, along with Mike Pritchard, live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa at the tip of the Strip in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the pro tip for hour number one, going over a lot of teams here that have a good rushing game, or lack thereof, in the case of the Los Angeles Chargers. But always wise, kind of a rule of thumb, maybe, to back good rushing teams when they're on the road. You want to back good passing teams when they are at home. Of course, at VSiN, we do pro tips every hour across all shows, 20 or so every day here for you, and you can find those at VSiN.com/pro tips. We've made our way to Philadelphia, the Jaguars and the Eagles, and the Eagles are the NFL's last remaining undefeated team at 3-0. The Jaguars at 2-1, nearly a third of the way to their season win total going over. And this game, of course, brings Jacksonville head coach Doug Peterson back to Philadelphia, where he led his team to a Super Bowl victory in 2018. Now, Mike, running back Boston Scott and cornerback Avante Maddox are out for the Eagles, but otherwise they look pretty healthy, as does Jacksonville. Wide receiver Zay Jones and cornerback Shaquille Griffin both listed as questionable after both were limited in practice on Friday. Two division leaders butting heads in Philly, Michael. Eagles laying 6.5 here with a total of 45.5. Where are you going with this one?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you just described a pro tip in terms of is teams on the road running the football and teams at home being able to throw the football. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Both of them here, right?
Right, but it makes a ton of sense because from a betting standpoint, okay, or even as a player, what we would want to do, take the crowd out of it on the road. By running the football, eating up time on the clock. And then if you're at home, if you can throw it and you're behind, you feel good about your chances of coming back. And so from a betting standpoint and certainly from a philosophy standpoint as a player, those two relate. And so does this concept about Jacksonville Jaguars. They're reinforcing the notion that the NFL is a young player's game. Right?
Yep.
And so a better – this isn't necessarily a pro tip. It just reinforces don't overcomplicate it. Because I think when you can find things that kind of coincide or correlates with philosophies inside the National Football League, there's an angle right there in terms of bets. So if you like the Jaguars in terms of, which I do, in terms of the youthful nature of this roster, the fact that they have a competent coach now, they're immensely talented, and they have a quarterback. They have a generational type of quarterback. To get inside this number is a bet that is attractive.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's also a great deal of familiarity with this Eagles team on the Jaguars' side. Mm-hmm. Doug Peterson, of course, drafted Jalen Hurts, right? And he coached him during the 2020 season. Jacksonville defensive coordinator Mike Caldwell was a linebackers coach with Tampa Bay from 2019 to 2021, and the Buccaneers beat Philadelphia twice last year, holding them to 22 and 15 points. And then also Jaguars passing game coordinator Jim Bob Cooter. Remember him?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Special advisor to the Philadelphia Eagles last year was Jim Bob. So he, too, brings insight to this team with what Coach Nick Sirianni might like to do, some of his tendencies. And I'm with you, Mike. I like the Jaguars plus the points here.
Yeah, because you have familiarity there and you understand the concepts of the Eagles and what they want to do offensively. That's a lot to deal with when in terms of you're trying to take stuff away or you're trying to slow something down, but you don't understand the offense, right? They're playing with six guys being eligible on each and every play with Jalen Hurts. And I think if you're the Jaguars, you understand that. And so Caldwell, how do you come up with a defense that can understand, not only understand the six players that are eligible on every single play, but maybe you can get into tendencies. Maybe you can get into some issues that could arise for the Eagles and make it difficult that way. Now, the other side of it for Jacksonville and their offense and that quarterback, and they play with six eligibles at times.
I was going to say, they're, you know, Lawrence is mobile
sure,
as well.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. And so if you're the Eagles and Jonathan Gannon's done a nice job of understanding his personnel, taking chances with blitzes. He normally wants to be a zone type of guy, but he does have some capable cover guys. And I wonder what they're going to do because both these teams understand each other so well. I mean, you can look at the total for an angle here too, Brady. It's come down, though, from 48 to 48, 45 and a half. So obviously some sharp money understanding the type of game we could have between these two teams here.
Yeah, I think there's really probably some sharp money on both of these sides, but I certainly lean with Jacksonville. I think Doug Peterson will really have his guys fired up to face his former team, and Philadelphia could possibly be due for a little bit of a slip after being relatively flawless for the first 3 weeks. I think you could argue that this is their toughest test to date, Mike. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were favored by 6.5 on the road in week one at Detroit. They won by 3. They were laying 2 points at home in week two to Minnesota. They won by 17. They were 6.5-point road favorites last week at Washington. They won by 16. I think laying nearly a touchdown here to the Jaguars is just a little bit too steep. I think this is a field goal game, possibly either way, maybe in the Jaguars' favor.
Totally agree with you on that one. And you know the dog situation, and we know about dogs, almost 60%, sitting at 60% this year. It is very attractive to catch those points right there with Jacksonville.
A parity in the NFL, 18 mm-hmm. games decided by 3 points or fewer already. All right, let's look at the Commanders at the Cowboys. Cowboys opened up over the summer as 6.5-point favorites. That was, of course, forecasting that Dak Prescott would be their quarterback. It's interesting to see the evolution of the point spread adjustment for Dak Prescott. It was basically a 10-point adjustment when they hosted Cincinnati. It was a 4.5-point adjustment last week when they beat the Giants. And now we have a 3 or 3.5-point adjustment. It seems like the grading of Cooper Rush is increasing by the odds makers, and maybe the odds makers are also upgrading this Dallas team overall. Now they're in an interesting spot, however, and I think maybe you could argue that they have overachieved a little bit the last 2 weeks, and maybe there's a chance that they're being overvalued here just a little bit. Getting 2 wins without Dak Prescott, maybe this team is feeling a little bit overconfident. They do have a road trip on deck to face the Rams in Los Angeles in week 5. The tough part for me, Mike, it's extremely difficult to back Washington right now. I mean, they look absolutely putrid.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, let's see what the number is here. Cowboys are at home. They're laying 3 with a total of 41.5.
Yeah, it is so hard to back the Commanders on the road here. I mean, Coach Rivera, I'm sorry. I mean, I think it's time, you know, out there with the Commanders. He hasn't had a winning record now, benefited it out because he won a division at 7-9. Think about that for a minute. He won a division at 7-9 that year. But they got a new quarterback on a bad team. I don't think the Commanders are a good team. I mean, Carson Wentz has put up some decent numbers, but those numbers are out of necessity in a lot of certain situations, you know, throwing the ball against Jacksonville, throwing the ball on the road, throwing the ball last week. I mean, you have to kind of have to do that. But what's going on with the Commanders is no accountability. The problem, not necessarily is offensively, which there are some issues on the offensive side of the ball, but it's primarily defense.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree.
This defense is horrible, but yet there's no mention for Del Rio, and certainly Ron Rivera is not holding his feet to the fire in terms of, okay, you got to improve this.
I really liked it when those two guys came together, mm-hmm. a couple of former Pac-12 linebackers, mm-hmm. you know, and I thought this is a nice match. I thought they both had success in the past as head coaches, and I thought they would really have that defense going, you know, gangbusters, but that has not been the case.
No, not at all. I mean, they got all those first-rounders too, Brady, from a personnel standpoint, and you're like, okay, what can't you do with all this talent? Opposing offenses are averaging 7.65 yards per passing attempt, which is in the bottom three of the league right now. And you should throw the ball. I mean, you talked about Cooper Rush. Like, how confident is this guy going to be looking at that defense on tape? Of course he's going to be confident. And now you're going to get Gallup back. So I think there's a lot of momentum with Dallas as well as with that defense at home. And Carson Wentz, for where he is as a quarterback, can he overcome all that with a bad team? That's just going to be difficult to me. I mean, my lean is towards Dallas. It's 3 points. To your point, it's within the division. I think the Dallas Cowboys, too, have a confidence advantage in terms of just dominating, from a roster standpoint, dominating the opponents within the division, too. So my lean is towards the Cowboys here, though.
Carson Wentz was sacked 9 times and hit a total of 17 times last week at home facing the Eagles. This week on the road, he's facing the only team in the NFL that is sacking the quarterback at a higher rate than those Philadelphia Eagles. Meanwhile, Washington's defense, you talk about it, Mike, they are giving up over 27 points per game on average, and they can't score on offense. In the last two games, the Washington offense has been stifled for the better part of each game, only to show a little life in garbage time.
Right.
In the fourth quarter, they were shut out 22-0 in the first half by the Detroit Lions, and that was a weak Detroit Lions defense, mm-hmm. mind you. And then at home against the Eagles, they were shut out for 3 quarters. Cowboys, by the way, 0-5 against the spread as of late after playing on the road on Monday night. The Commanders are on a run of just 1-7 against the spread after hosting a division opponent. I'm with you, Mike. Yeah. I think there's a couple of reasons that you can say, hey, maybe the Cowboys are a little bit overvalued. You know, they've kind of overachieved here with Cooper Rush. They've got a tough date on the road next week with the Rams, maybe looking ahead, thinking, hey, you know, that we're playing with house money, with 2 wins without Dak, and we're going to get him back soon. But I just can't back the Commanders.
No,
they're that bad, and I think laying 3 here with Dallas is maybe a little bit cheap.
Yeah, it could be. I'm leaning towards it right now. I mean, you could have convinced me, though, during this segment. I mean, I misspoke earlier because Detroit and their Lions situation defensively is one that's yielding a lot of points, obviously. But my nugget stat, I guess, and I'm not a big stat guy, but when you're allowing this many red zone attempts, and Washington clearly qualifies, 5 red zone opportunities a game. That's what Washington's defense is doing. And that's how
that feels like a guaranteed 20 plus points.
Sure. Even with Cooper Rush.
All right. Very
good. Total's 41.5 if you like something over because of Carson Wentz and the fact that he's going to have to throw the ball all over the place again.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe a little comeback action, but I don't know. They may get shut out for 4 quarters this game. Browns and Falcons, your Falcons coming up next, Mike.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Pro Football Blitz on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This segment of the Pro Football Blitz is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are a fresher, simpler way to enjoy nicotine that's helped millions of people achieve lasting change by offering smoke-free and spit-free satisfaction. Zyn understands that there isn't one right time to make a change. Everybody's timeline is a little different, but whenever you feel like you're ready to take that first step towards change, Zyn will be there for you. Check out Zyn Nicotine Pouches at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. Mike, the Browns and the Falcons, a part of your three-team teaser former team bet that you have made. The Falcons, of course, you were drafted by the Falcons, right?
I was. Mm-hmm.
What was it, 13th overall?
13th overall.
13th, mm-hmm. Not too shabby. A local Las Vegas product. I think both of these teams really have been a little bit of a surprise. I picked the Browns to get a wild card spot in the AFC because I thought they had a great deal of talent on that roster, and I didn't really think Marcus Mariota was a downgrade, that much of a downgrade, if at all, when Matt Ryan left. But I tell you, both of these teams, I think especially Atlanta, have exceeded expectations. The Browns have some issues on defense. They should be 3-0. That was an absolutely inexcusable loss to the Jets in week two. So let's call this the Overachievers Bowl, Mike. It'll go down in Atlanta on Sunday, and the Falcons have seen the money. We opened the week with the Cleveland Browns laying 2.5 points. Now they are 1-point favorites with a total of 47.5. And Mike, a lot of the movement in this game is based upon the uncertainty of Cleveland defensive star Myles Garrett, the car accident situation, but now he has been ruled out of the game.
Yeah, he's been ruled out, and that's significant because you think about the Browns right now, where they are as a franchise, where they are as a team. They're going on the road, and I don't know who's the leader now. I mean, they had a team players-only meeting prior to their Thursday night game against Pittsburgh, and apparently that could have helped. But now your leader, really, Myles Garrett, is out because of the car accident situation. So now you go on the road, and the Browns run the ball more than anybody else in terms of attempts. They will. They're three behind Cincinnati, but Cincinnati played on Thursday, and so the Browns, anticipating their game, they're going to have more rushing attempts than any team in the National Football League. In fact, they're at 54-46 run-pass ratio as opposed to the pass-run ratio, where you want to be 60-40 if you can in today's NFL. So the Browns have skewed it towards the running game, and rightly so. Chubb is incredible. You know, Kareem Hunt runs hard. But it goes back to those big guys up front. When Brady, when you can run the ball, when you can move somebody who's another 300-pounder against their will and you move them, then that invigorates you. That gives you energy. That gives you so much more. And that's what the Browns are relying on right now. And you wonder if Atlanta's going to be able to match that at home. because that if they can stop it, if they can slow it down, I love what Atlanta's doing and what Arthur Smith has created offensively with the creation, with the creative package offensively with those players. Cordell Patterson, I mean, he's kind of banged up. We'll see what happens. But they have trees for Mariota to throw the ball to. And Mariota can also run it. So that's a lot for Cleveland Browns defense without Myles Garrett, with some issues in the secondary with terms of communication. And also, I don't think Joe Woods is the best defensive coordinator in the world.
Yeah, he's shown that, hasn't he?
Yeah, right, he has. He has. So maybe an opportunity here with my team. Now, I got him on a teaser, though, just because I do agree with you. I think the Browns have been overachieving so far this season, this year.
A couple of injuries along the offensive line for Cleveland. Joe Haig, the offensive tackle, is out. And then Joel Bitonio, the guard, limited on practice on Thursday and Friday. It doesn't say if he's questionable or not, but a couple guys banged up on the offensive line a little bit. And then, of course, Myles Garrett out across that defensive line. Cordero Patterson, also questionable with a knee injury for the Atlanta Falcons. And he is such a huge part of this new offense. You talk about Arthur Smith. I thought he was, you know, a minor disaster in his first year, but you're right. He has really found some rhythm with that offense and starting to put some creativity, and he's got this mobile quarterback in Mariota. Mariota 3-10 straight up and 2-11 against the spread in his career when coming off of an outright win as an underdog, which of course he did last week up in Seattle, and 1-7 against the spread and 8-0 straight up when not catching three or more points. So bad situation here historically for Marcus Mariota. I don't have a dog in this fight, Mike. I think the teaser makes a lot of sense because you're definitely getting it through some key numbers when you tease the Falcons up. But the Cordarrelle Patterson injury worries me a little bit in this one. Let's take a look at the Cardinals and the Panthers. This one in Carolina, the Arizona Cardinals, they have picked up right where they left off last season, losing games at home and winning games on the road. They're on the road here to face Carolina, a Panthers team that just notched its first win of the season, beating division rival the New Orleans Saints. And Mike, I don't really think either of these teams are very good. I think the Panthers' defense is pretty solid, especially against the pass. Without DeAndre Hopkins, the Cardinals' offense just looks so scattered and confused. Both of these teams are converting third downs less than 30% of the time. This could really be an ugly game. Maybe a thing of beauty if you really like punting.
Well, we don't like punting. We don't like that at all. I mean, the Cardinals are so, I guess, comfortable on the road, though, Brady. I mean, it is uncanny how this team can play so well on the road.
Yeah, seven straight.
Yeah, seven straight. I mean, it's incredible. Even ATS, you know, from that standpoint. But the thing about the Cardinals, and just examining and watching them and studying the tape on Arizona, I mean, they're so slow out the gate. And I'm going to put it in a context for you. The first 30 minutes of games, the three games so far, the Cardinals have scored a total of 13 points.
Jeez.
While their defense has allowed 56 points. Think about that, right? So you're so slow to start. Now, is that game planning? Yeah. I don't think Kingsbury's a great play caller.
Right.
And then now it seems like during the course of 60 minutes, you're making it up.
Yeah, second halves have looked made up. And I talked about it looking scattered and you know, confused.
Right.
And that's what it looks like in the second half.
It stands out on tape like a sore thumb. It really does. And you know, Kyler Murray, for whatever he is at quarterback, you know, he's embraced that because that's the type of quarterback he is. He likes to improvise. And so you have Kingsbury making it up here. There's no structure. Now, if they have a slow start here, fortunately for them, Carolina's not lighting it up either. I mean, from an offensive standpoint, they're still going through some growing pains here with Baker Mayfield at quarterback. So if we're betting this game, I mean, look at the line. It's indicative of how the books have respected Arizona on the road and with the opening number, but then the betting market has suggested, hey, Arizona on the road has been pretty good. And, you know, slow starts aside, I can see another team or their opponent with another slow start. Therefore, I can make a bet with the Cardinals here catching points.
The Panthers do have a successful recent history over Arizona. They have beaten them the last three seasons, scores of 38-20, 31-21, and 34-10. The Panthers have also sacked Cardinals quarterbacks in those games 13 times. Also, this game today of worth of note here, the Carolina defensive secondary coach, Steve Wilks, you remember him. He was fired after just one season in Arizona as their head coach. So possibly a little something on the mind of Steve Wilks in this game coming up. I mentioned Arizona liking to play at away from home. Cliff Kingsbury, 14-4-1 against the spread as a road underdog. And we talked about this, seven straight, including 7-0 straight up and against the spread the last seven times. Here's one for you, Mike. Carolina plays good defense. It feels like this game could be very low scoring, right?
Yeah.
And the you talk about the first half, the inability of Arizona. If this game is low scoring, Cliff Kingsbury, he is 3-21 straight up, 4-20 against the spread when his team scores 24 points or less, including 0-2 straight up and against the spread this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. Those are some bad numbers
so,
right there.
I mean, you'd almost have to believe Arizona is going to have 24 points or less, right?
Well, I mean,
are they going to put up 30 on the Panthers?
With the issue that they have, I can't see it. I can't. And like you mentioned about Carolina at home, certainly the defense standpoint too. Now, mistakes can happen though. Short field and all that stuff can happen. I mean, Baker is struggling offensively, but you can't put that in into your capping situation. I don't believe you can't at least fundamentally believe in that or bet that way. Christian McCaffrey though. Questionable.
Yeah, he's certainly been a topic.
Yeah, questionable with a thigh. And, you know, I'm thinking if it's a thigh bruise or something like that, can he suck it up and get through the pain, right? Tore it all perhaps could help that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's Christian McCaffrey. I played with his dad, Ed. And Christian, I watched him grow up and play in high school. And so he's a tough kid, you know, and but he's been injury prone. He really has. And you just wonder what they're going to get to. I think Laviska Shenault's going to be involved in the offense a little bit more too. But he's questionable with a hamstring. And you just can't play with hamstrings. So, yeah, I think it gets tough offensively for Carolina. But Cardinals on the road, yeah, maybe 24 points might be enough for Arizona.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I have an extremely tepid lean here to the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe the best play in this game is under the total.
Okay. Yep, 43.5.
All right, we come west, out to Las Vegas, Nevada. We will preview the Las Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos next, right here on the Pro Football Blitz.
This is the Pro Football Blitz on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Kick off football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up for week four with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance offers every Sunday, all season long. Build a parlay of at least four legs, and if it loses, you get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football, and you get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. The Broncos at the Raiders, Mr. Pritchard. This is a really wild game, a division rivalry. The Raiders have somehow begun their season 0-3. The Russell Wilson-led Denver Broncos really haven't lived up to the billing. The defense is pretty darn good, though. The offense, however, has scored just 16, 16, and 11 points in three games. But so much of this game here is about betting the number, laying less than a field goal with the Raiders, taking the 3 points with the Denver Broncos. I think both, either side feels right to me. I really can't pick one or the other. It's crazy to me that Las Vegas could actually begin this season 0-4. I'd like to think the Raiders get it done, but I have a tough time trusting them.
Right.
You know, we saw what they did against the Arizona Cardinals, and we saw the egg that they laid last week. I mean, maybe the best game they played all season was week one against the Chargers. Raiders are currently favored here down the street at Allegiant Stadium. Right now, the number has creeped back to 3. Red alert, Bronco backers, with a total of 45.5.
Well, before I break down and give you my analysis on the game, I got a betting question for you, Brady.
Okay.
Okay, -3. You mentioned that here at the South Point, -110 either way.
Yeah.
Across the board, though, you got -3 at -120. It's going to cost you a little bit. I also see -3 at even.
Right.
Right at other books. And
yeah,
I see,
so the juice is on the dog in that case.
Sure. And then I see 2.5, -2.5, juiced up to -120.
It's right? All over the place, man.
So from a betting standpoint, how do you interpret what's going on with the books?
Well, I think it's going both ways.
Okay.
And I think generally the people who like the Raiders are hammering the 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like the Broncos, you're taking the 3. I think generally that's what's happening.
Well, also the books knowing that there's going to be a lot of Bronco fans coming here.
That's true, too.
Yeah, because there is a ton of Broncos fans coming here.
Like you said, the South Point, they don't adjust the juice on a side.
Yeah.
But everybody else is moving that to minus 120 or even on the other side or what have you. So, you know, they have a little bit more power to kind of manipulate where, as Chris and company here at the South Point, they deal everything at minus 110, which is a tremendous bargain for a bettor, especially when you're betting big money versus laying $1.20.
Yeah, so this was a rivalry game. In my day, Brady going up in Oakland to play this game, I would have batteries thrown at me. I'm in motion. This is true story.
Man.
I'm in motion. Going across the formation through Elway, and there's an egg that slanted right in front of me. And then there's batteries that are thrown to us or thrown at us throughout the game, too, because you can sneak a battery in the game, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Oakland fans realize that. But it's not a rivalry anymore. Allegiant Stadium, it could be 50-50 in there. I did a ton of media in Denver this week, and there's a lot of people coming from Denver or from around the Rocky Mountain region, Broncos country, if you will, to try to get to this game. Because of tickets. They can acquire tickets. We know that. So the Raiders dominating this matchup the last 5 years, 7-3. I think that's an edge for the Raiders from a roster standpoint, being highly confident at home, knowing that you've beaten that team across from you 7 out of the last 10 meetings that way. So defensively, you talked about it. Pass rushers with Gregory and Chubb out there is incredible. And so can the offensive line for the Raiders hold up? I think they can, and they have. It's just what can the quarterback, Derek Carr, do within the 2.5 seconds, the 3 seconds that he's going to have in the pocket.
Right.
So I wonder if the Raiders are going to anticipate Davante Adams being matched up with Patrick Surtain the second. Because if he is matched up with Surtain, that is get your popcorn ready moment right there, right?
Oh, yeah, and absolutely.
So can other players for the Raiders step up against lesser players? And I would, if you're the Raiders, I would invite Surtain to shadow Davante Adams. One, you feel good about that matchup if you're the Raiders. And two, you have Darren Waller and other people, Hollins, that guy, the young player. You have them in matchups that you favor as well. And then also you got to run the football. But I think the Raiders with energy at home, desperate situation, they're laying it. It's expensive. But I have the Broncos on the teaser.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I think you can make a case for either side in this game, depending on what number you have. You mentioned the weapons for the Raiders. Hunter Renfrow is out, still dealing with concussion issues. I saw this from our friend Ralph Michaels. He puts a lot of interesting stats out on Twitter, at CalSportsLV. Since 1989, only 35 teams have started the season 0-3 and then been favored by 2 or more points in Game 4. In that fourth game, those teams have gone 14-21 straight up, 11-23-1 against the spread. Not good if you are a Raider fan. 0-3 teams, 8-20 against the spread as home favorites in Game 4 since 1987. I actually do lean a little bit with the silver and black at -2.5, of course, but this is really just an absolute coin flip for me, and I am going to stay away from this game. I am not involved, Mike. The Patriots at the Packers, an interesting one here. The Packers opened up over the summer as 6-point favorites with a total of 48. Of course, Mac Jones is now out, and Brian Hoyer will be the quarterback. It's really been one-way traffic at the betting windows all over town. Sharp money just taking the points with the Patriots. They opened the line at the South Point at 11. That was pretty much the high watermark all over town. And now it's down to 9. Brian Hoyer, as I mentioned, he takes over at quarterback. Mac Jones out with the high ankle sprain. Wide receiver Jacoby Myers also out for New England as well now. Packers looking to go 3-1, Mike, and the Patriots looking to avoid a 1-3 start. The general consensus line is Packers by 9.5 with a total of 40. How did you attack this one?
Well, I don't like the number, to be honest with you. I mean, we're looking at it 9.5. Okay, it was double digits at one point, certainly. You look at the total at 42. The reason why I don't like the number or the spread here is because I'm looking at Green Bay offensively, and they are a work in progress. I'll keep saying that. There's a lot of teams out there right now, a work in progress. And I don't care who you are. You're going up against Bill Belichick and a defense that was a top defense in terms of points against last year. Mm-hmm. Now, think about New England. Think about the understanding of this offense, which, ironically, the New England Patriots are trying to run this offense themselves. But they're not as efficient. They're certainly not the caliber of Green Bay. But do they understand what Green Bay wants to do? Absolutely, from a defense standpoint. So you look at Green Bay through the season. They had 27 points against Chicago. But then they had, 7 points against Minnesota? Mm-hmm. Could have had more. We all know about the drop. And then they had 14 points against Tampa. I mean, I don't know where Green Bay is just going to run away with this game from New England. Now, offensively, Mac Jones, he ties the league lead for interceptions at 5. He's not playing, though. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So Hoyer, is he going to turn it over to the rate of Mac Jones, or are they going to be conservative, ultra conservative here and run the football? They got two good running backs, and I think when you have the understanding of this offense, certainly you would like to do that. Zaire Alexander is banged up too, so from a high percentage passing situation, I think from the experience that Brian Hoyer has, that's what Bill Belichick is going to lean on. I cannot take the points either, though. Maybe you can look at some teasers if you want, but I'm staying away from this game, though.
Since 2017, Brian Hoyer has started 8 games, and he has lost every one of them. He has had a touchdown-to-interception ratio of 5-8. And also, Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry, when he was the linebackers coach for the Los Angeles Rams, his defense faced New England twice, holding them to 13 and to 3 points, and that was against Tom Brady and Cam Newton. Not against Brian Hoyer. I think it's, you know, the public better or the recreational side. I think there's a real split here between the pros and the recreational betters. And the pros, as I mentioned when we introduced this game, they have been heavy on New England all week. And I think now they're kind of backing off that it's less than double digits. And the public is backing the Green Bay Packers. I would actually be siding with the public here, Mike.
Okay.
I don't think this New England team is very good. It was similar last week when the wise guys took +3 with the Patriots against the Ravens. Now, some wise guys were laying 2.5 with the Ravens as well. Obviously, it's all about the number. But I would be going against the Patriots. It has nothing to do with the Hoyer or Mac Brown thing for me, really, or Mac Jones, rather. I just don't think the Patriots are that good.
Okay.
And I think the Packers are pretty darn good. And scoring 14 points last week, you mentioned, that's against a real good Tampa Bay defense, too. I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers won by 14.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting that way. Being that good, it's like they scored 14 points and stalled against a really good defense. It's like, adjustments to the adjustments. Like, in other words, Tampa made some adjustments in that game, made things difficult for Green Bay. But what else can it get to with those younger players? And I see a limited playbook right now with Green Bay. So maybe they get out to an early lead and can sustain it. And can cover this number, too, with the low total. But, yeah, I agree with you. I can't take the points because I believe the Patriots are just not in sync right now.
Yeah, I think you can make arguments, again, both ways. These late games, tough. The Raiders and the Broncos, a tough one to figure out. I lean Packers, though, laying all those points. Anything less than double digits, I lean with the Packers here in this game. Two more left, the Sunday and the Monday nighter, right here on the Pro Football Blitz.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Pro Football Blitz on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NHL season is almost here, and our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide is available now with strategies and best bets for the season ahead. Get in-depth analysis from our hockey experts, including Andy McNeil, with predictions for teams and players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends to watch, plus three things every new NHL bettor should know. The guide is a must-have with key insights for data and both avid hockey bettors and those that are new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season and get the VSiN Season Prep Guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today at vsin.com/subscribe. Kind of getting fired up for hockey, Mike.
Yeah.
Got to take a look at that guide. All right, Sunday Night Football and the Monday Night Football, the final segment here before we get to the football contest show. We'll talk with the guys from Circa and reveal the consensus picks for Survivor and Circa Millions. Sunday Night Football, and this is another game, Mike, that has been all one-way traffic at the betting window. Over the summer, Tampa Bay opened up as a 2.5-point favorite. This week, Kansas City opened up as 3-point favorites. That's a pretty big swing right there. And the sharp money has been hitting the Buccaneers ever since. Both teams are coming off of their first loss of the season. The Bucs, of course, beaten at home by the Packers. The Chiefs lose on the road to the Indianapolis Colts. The injury list is still pretty lengthy for Tampa Bay. Wide receiver, you've got Chris Godwin and Julio Jones is questionable. Brashad Perriman is doubtful. Offensive lineman Donovan Smith has been limited all week. He's questionable. And Akeem Hicks is out on the defensive line. And Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, is out again. And we saw how crucial that was last week in Indianapolis. What do you think with this one, Mike? We've got a pick'em ball game right now and a total of 46.
You know, what's interesting is the betting world continues to surprise me, Brady, because here's a situation where you don't want to bet against Tom Brady. At least the general public would say that.
Sure.
Some sharps would probably say that too. But it's Tom Brady in a buy low spot.
Yeah.
Because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, everything has crumbled around Tom Brady. We know that. The offensive line, the issues that they have right there, the receivers you mentioned with injuries, and there's no continuity right there too. But then defensively, my goodness, I think they're even better than they were in the Super Bowl.
They're really good.
They're really good defensively. Todd Bowles takes over as a head coach, but they don't lose anything from a defense standpoint. So to me, is it a buy low spot on Tom Brady to figure it out? Figuring out with, okay, Mike Evans is coming back from suspension. They picked up Cole Beasley off the street. Now he's got a slot receiver, a true slot receiver. And we know what Tom Brady can do with slot receivers.
Yep.
And so now you have Cole Beasley with another week to prepare with this offense to understand it a little bit more, to get on the same page with Tom Brady too. So I teased the Buccaneers up. I mean, I didn't know where this game was going to be played.
Well, that's a good move.
Sure.
Did you get it at like 1 or 1.5?
I'm up to 7.5 here.
Nice.
With Tampa. So
good for you.
I didn't anticipate that the game would be still played in Tampa, but now that it is, it kind of reinforces that for me too, and I think the line movement kind of indicates that too. So Tom Brady and that whole community obviously ravaged with the hurricane situation, but that's an emotion that I think is going to be in play here, too, for Tampa Bay.
That's a good point. You know, I didn't think of that, but we've certainly seen New Orleans do that, you know, rallying for the community.
Right.
I think that's a real thing.
Right, because Tom Brady put that out on his social that, hey, I'm making donations and everybody should make donations to help out the families that were affected by this hurricane. So there are going to be emotions. And with that defense, and then with Kansas City still trying to figure it out, like still Patrick Mahomes impatient at times. And we saw that play out when he was arguing with Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I want to go for it. Well, wait. We need to dial you down here still. And so there's some stuff there in terms of can Patrick fully embrace being more patient as a quarterback, knowing that he doesn't have the weapons that he can be impatient with, that he can be creative with, he can improvise with. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill anymore. So he's still trying to figure that out. They can't run the football consistently. And I think they're flawed defensively. So I like the teaser situation with Tampa.
Just 5 of 36 drives on offense have reached the red zone for the Buccaneers this year. That is the lowest in the league. Opposing quarterbacks, you talk about Tampa Bay's defense, opposing quarterbacks just 3 for 19 completing passes of 15 yards or longer against this Bucs defense. That is the lowest rate in the league. This is kind of interesting. There's a lengthy history between Tom Brady and Andy Reid. It goes back to 2004, and it's basically Tom Brady deals Andy Reid a loss in the playoffs, and then coming back the following season in the regular season, Andy Reid gets his revenge. Well, you know, that situation is set up again here as Andy Reid lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl in 2020, and now he's facing, 2 years later, facing Brady in the regular season, and Reid has been very successful in those revenge-type situations. You know, the heavy wise guy traffic on Tampa Bay, and I think you illustrate some great reasons for it. At a pick'em or even Tampa Bay becoming a favorite, which I have seen pop in a few places, I might lean a little bit to Kansas City, but I do not have a play in this game, and I certainly like your teaser play, Mike. You might get to a point where you get Kansas City catching a point and a half or so, and you could tease that one up
and have
a nice little combo going there. All right, the Monday Nighter, and this is a classic, an old West Coast rivalry between the 49ers and the Rams, Northern California versus Southern California, and this edition will take place in Santa Clara, and San Francisco has been pretty ugly in its two losses so far this season, and I'm not so sure that the Rams haven't been a little shaky as well, despite their solid 2-1 start. The 49ers a little banged up on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, of course, and then Trent Williams, their all-star offensive lineman on the other side. This line has bounced around a little bit, kind of settled in now, Mike. Niners -1.5 with a total of 42.5.
Yeah, this is, again, a game in which you have two teams within a division here. And, okay, do you side with trends? Do you side with familiarity? Do you side with personnel? So many decision points on this one. Both teams offensively are struggling. Certainly the 49ers in the second half with Garoppolo, just not enough time of work or a body of work, if you will, as a starting quarterback. Now, it gets better as you get another week of preparation. Now you're going up against the Rams defense that you're highly familiar with. And I think you're getting healthier, too, for where you want to be from a continuity standpoint. Now, defensively, Eric Armstead, I believe, is going to play.
He's questionable.
But I think
– so is Kinlaw.
Yeah, but, I mean, a game like this on this night, you know, that stage, that adrenaline is different, all right? And so I at least I'm anticipating that happening. And so for the Rams to face a defense like this on the road – with an offense that, look, Stafford ties the league with interceptions right now.
Yeah.
You know, didn't get a lot of work. Will you blame the elbow? Will you blame mechanics? It's no different to me from a pitcher's standpoint, whereas a pitcher changes everything about their motion and about how they deliver the ball when they're throwing it. And so Stafford, whatever he's doing to compensate with the elbow injury, the situation, injections and all that too, they're out of sync offensively. They can't run the ball either. So, good spot here for 49ers at home, -1.5.
We talk about Tampa Bay's defense. I think the Niners have been incredibly impressive on defense.
I mean, you and
I watched that Sunday night game. As miserable as it was, it was very well played defensively for both the Denver Broncos and the San Francisco 49ers. 49er defense is tops in the league as far as pressuring the quarterback without blitzing. The Rams are 31st in that category. San Francisco is 6-1 straight up versus the Rams in the regular season with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback. Niners, however, 1-10-1 against the spread in their last 12 games as a division home favorite. However, 11-3 against the spread the last 14 games in this series with the Rams, and 24-10-1 against the number when they are at home under the Monday Night Lights. So a lot of conflicting trends there, but you know, I've seen some sharp people that I respect side with the Rams here, okay. +2.5, also a great teaser leg there, taking the Rams up to 8.5. But you know, I think a lot of that could be some recency bias on what we saw out of San Francisco last week. They have really owned this team, especially in the regular season as of late. I think you mentioned a buy-low spot on Tampa Bay. I think it could be a little bit of a buy-low spot here on the Niners. I think they bounce back. And I looked hard at teasing up the Rams, but I think San Francisco could wax them. I don't think this Rams team is great.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. They're certainly not what they were last year as they got hot down the stretch. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why they won the Super Bowl. But no team in this game is really hot, working on all cylinders, with all cylinders. I mean, but San Francisco at home and the chance to get better with Garoppolo now entrenched as a starter.
Another week of practice for him. Maybe he won't step on the end line and get a safety again. You know?
You would hope not. And make Dan Orlovsky more famous,
yeah,
right?
That was great.
But no, you know, it's funny about how these situations with Kyle and these different playbooks and what they wanted to do, what they prepared for with Trey Lance. Now you got to get back to that Jimmy G playbook, and that's been highly successful. So another week of that type of preparation there for San Francisco at home.
You lean in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. -1.5.
Very good. Let's root home the Niners on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Next up, it is the football contest show. Don't go anywhere. We've got last year's Circa Millions champion as a guest. He will come on the program. Of course, we've got all the guys from Circa. Derek Stevens, Mike Palm, Jeffrey Benson will announce what the picks are. Big week in week 4 in the NFL, and you won't want to miss the football contest show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.